Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Do I consider myself part of the casino capitalist process by which so few have so much and so many have so little, by which Wall Street, greed and recklessness wreck this economy? No, I don't. I believe in a society where all people do well, not just a handful of billionaires.
Управлять можно только с помощью силы. В обращении с ним позволительны любые методы. А для этого политика надо отдавать, предавать и даже убивать. Я освобождаю человека от унижающей химеры, которая называется совестью.
We are talking about replacing conscience with communism everywhere we turn. What you think is a conversation in America about fairness is a conversation about destroying your freedom. What you heard during the campaign from Bernie Sanders, what you heard from Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, was absolute Soviet-style communism, as funded by George Soros and other evildoers, and megaphoned by the idiots in the media, the useful idiots who don't even know what they're doing. I was watching a show last night called Apocalypse Stalin on the American Heroes channel. It used to be called the American History channel. I've seen it before, but each time I watch it, I see more of the horrors of communism. At the end of episode one of Apocalypse Stalin, they show Stalin, which means steel, with the huddled masses of Soviet citizens, that he would not allow to leave his nation. And he was giving a speech, and listen what he said at the end of the speech. It put chills up my spine. He said what I just played for you in Russian. When policy demands it, we must lie, betray, and even kill. I emancipate man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience. I was stunned by what I heard. I emancipate man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience. If that doesn't describe the thugs in America who attack police, who attack businesses without conscience, if that doesn't describe the anarchists in Berkeley who almost burned Sproul Hall to the ground, probably half of them were professors putting on their anarchist costumes for the evening, I want to tell you that communism has failed everywhere it's been tried. And yet you still have people in the United States of America and the other parts of the world still trying to sell it to you and impose it upon us. Here we have a president, President Trump, who is a clear capitalist, which is why they will not stop lying about him. It's because they lost their revolution. They almost had it all after 8 years. 8 years of Barack Ho Chi Minh Obama, who almost, and I say almost, had it all. He almost had it all. They were about to finish us off with Hillary. And then, surprisingly, the underdog Trump won, with your help, by the way. Incidentally, Obama, the Marxist, just signed a book deal for $65 million for him and the wife. $65 million. After basically spitting on capitalism, after promoting the big lie about fairness, and living like a king of yesteryear could only dream of living the way Obama lived, and putting down the rich, every other day, millionaires, billionaires put down, every other day, making believe he wasn't playing golf with millionaires and billionaires, every day making believe he wasn't getting money from millionaires and billionaires on Wall Street. In other words, he was hoodwinking the moronic masses, mainly the college girls, and then at the end he signs a book deal for $65 million. So where has communism worked? Nowhere. Have you lived under communism? Are you listening to this show? Have you ever lived in a communist nation? Some of the older people listening to the show may have lived in the Soviet Union, the ex-Soviet Union. What was it like? Will you come up to the telephone or the iPhone that you have in your hand, and will you give a testament and a testimony to the people listening to this show who do not even know what fire they are playing with when they want to bring in, quote, fairness to this country? Fairness is a code word for socialism. Socialism is communism without a gun. That's what I'm talking about today. Last Friday night, or Thursday night it was, I had the pleasure of having a couple of drinks with two gentlemen who were in Vietnam, fought in Vietnam. Special Forces guy, the other one's paratrooper, highly decorated. They have bullet wounds and knife wounds in their bodies to remind them of their battles against communism. And I asked them how they felt about the years that Obama was running America. How did you feel, I said, in fighting communism, to wake up to communism being in this, inducing itself, let us say, day by day, drip by drip, bucket by bucket into this country? They said, awful. I said, well, what's Vietnam like now? Well, for its first 10 years as a communist nation, Vietnam remained very true to the principles of Marxist-Leninist governance. That was after the Vietnam War that we had. But by 1986, it was collapsing. It was almost going to fall apart because of its economic system. And what they did was they went into market reforms. And as a result, Vietnam's economy is booming. One of the gentlemen at the dinner told me, if you go to Vietnam, you can't believe the skyscrapers in the cities where before they were just wooden buildings. He said, but the difference is, there is no difference in terms of absolute state control. He said, the people are still walking around with total fear of the government listening in on them. He said, every neighborhood has a cadre. Every neighborhood has a government that listens in on them. Every neighborhood has a watch commander. And they're living in fear in Vietnam. Even though the buildings are there and the economy is booming, they're still living in fear. And what does it have to do with us? I don't care if you're a leftist or a progressive. Listen to me very carefully. Even the left has reported that Barack Obama instituted and installed the greatest surveillance system the world had ever seen on the average citizen. Every one of you is being watched around the clock by the NSA and other governmental agencies. That little iPhone you have is a microphone to a bunch of spooks, low-life bums who can't get a real job. Losers, drug addicts, who sit there in the NSA monitoring everything you do. You want to live like that? Well, you are living like that, thanks to Barack Obama, the man of the people, the man who wanted to bring fairness. So that's one example of what happens when communism takes over. Do I have to tell you what life is like for the people in communist Cuba right now? Do you know what it's like? You have any idea what it is? Ask a Cuban. You can't, because they're not free. They're in prison. There's another communist nation that maybe you want to move to, all of you progressives who wear bandanas and burn buildings down, all you brave boys who live in your mother's house, North Korea. North Korea refers to itself as a socialist republic, meaning that it holds elections. Oh, it holds elections, but there's only one candidate. And if you don't vote, you get shot. The family of Kim Jong, mentally ill, became constitutionally placed into hereditary rulership in the country in 2013. Yeah, while the Workers' Party of Korea holds nominal power within the country, it is the Kims who control the nation. It is the Kims who control the nation of this collectivist society. The people are virtually prisoners in one giant jail. They don't refer to themselves as communists anymore, by the way. They took all references to communism out of the nation's constitution in 2009. They call themselves a collectivist society. So watch out for the rhetoric. Now, what about China? That's the biggest example. The Communist Party of China goes all the way back to 1921 when the Chinese were infected with the communism of Marx and Lenin and Engels. The destructive minds of America had their antecedents in Russia. The rich boys of today who espouse communism and have cushy jobs in the university, you know the type, the Robert Reichs, in my opinion, the men whose feet don't touch the ground, whose heads are in the sky. All the communists of America are exactly the same as the communists who brought about the fall of the Soviet Union, who resulted in the, who gave the Russians a system that gave rise to Stalin, who killed hundreds of millions of people. China, do I have to tell you how great their economy is because of the idiots who run America, who sold us down the river by moving material and factories to China? It started with Bill Clinton, by the way. One of the most evil men in American political history is Bill Clinton. He gave away the store. He gave away our nuclear secrets. He gave away, if you remember, Chung? Remember the name Chung? You remember the name of the man who ran the DNC during Bill Clinton's reign of terror, reign of deceit? You remember his name? He's still alive somewhere. I don't remember his name, but he owned a little parking meter company in the Bronx. And he took this parking meter company in the Bronx, and with a little help by smearing off politicians in the New York wards, worked his way up to Washington, smeared the Washington Poles. And from that point on, he got government contracts, the parking meter, Schmendrick, then built a great business called Loral Space Technology. And Loral Space Technology took our ability to fire rockets into space quite accurately to launch satellites. Chinese couldn't do it. They were launching rockets that crashed on the pad, went off course. They didn't have the technology. This man, this DNC chairman who still enjoys a lovely life in Manhattan with his children and grandchildren, gave China the ability to launch rockets very accurately with American technology and know-how. And so as a result, we live under the fear of an attack anytime by a long-range missile from China. But the economy is booming, but the people live in a ruinous social order. The market capitalism that China has instituted are what separates Chinese communism from the original roots of the movement. Excuse me, pardon me, bad allergies. So they have a booming economics because they have American-styled capitalism, but even freer. I don't know if you know it, but capitalism in China is freer than it is in America, Bernie. All you Bernies out there, all you Bernies in New York who grew up with red diaper dopa baby seltzer people, who talk about the workers of the world unite because your grandfather somehow had his shirt burned in the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire or whatever, you work for the ILGWU, whatever. Do you have any idea what it's like to live in a communist nation? Ask the Chinese, they'll tell you. Not, they can't tell you. So I'm giving you a little history of what it's like to live in a communist nation for one reason. Because we almost had a complete and total communist revolution in America. We almost had, if she had won, if the she creature Hillary Clinton had stolen the election, as she almost did with all the illegal alien voters, the double voters from Brooklyn, who vote both in Boca Raton and Brooklyn as often as they want, all the evildoers in the Democrat Party who wanted to eliminate voter ID because they want as many non-citizens to vote as often as possible, had they stolen the election from Trump, I wouldn't be giving this show today. I wouldn't even dare to do it. I probably would have left radio. I was making plans to leave radio. If she had won, I was going to leave radio shortly after the publication of my God book next fall. I would not stay in this business. I have Trump's war that I signed. It's coming out in a few weeks. And then I have the God book coming out next, I think, next autumn, God willing. I was going to leave radio if she was president, because it would have been too dangerous for me to speak my mind. As it is, I must tell you, all of these vermin who Obama planted in the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA, they're all there. All of these idiots and these evil kids and the evil old men who run them are running the country behind the scenes, the way Stalin said, relieved of the humiliation of conscience. Stalin said, we cannot govern without the help of force. All means are justified. When policy demands it, said Stalin, we must lie, Obama, betray, said Obama, and even kill. Well, I wouldn't apply that to him. You know he never did that. No. And then Stalin ended by saying, I emancipate man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience. That's the show. Did you ever live under a communist nation? What was it like? This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
When policy demands it, we must lie, betray, and even kill. I emancipate man from the chimera, which is called conscience, said Joseph Stalin. He emancipates man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience, which is what permitted the Russians to kill fellow Russians, to torture them in secret cells, break their hands, break their back, beat them to death, put them in secret concentration camps called the Gulag Archipelago, which unfortunately is no longer taught in the communist universities of America today. They have completely sanitized the history of communism because they've been inducing it in the universities first. And that's why this battle called Trump's war is your battle. I'm warning you right now. I'll give you a news story of the day. They're trying to attack one of the finest men in America, Jeff Sessions, under the false claim that somehow he had dealings with Russia and that resulted in Trump's election. That goes right to what Stalin said. The Democrats are following Stalin's playbook. When policy demands it, we must lie, betray, and even kill. Well, they're not killing yet, so far as we know. But they're trying to emancipate you not from the chimera, which is called conscience at this time, although I'll have more to say about that, because your obsession with the environment is an example of a false conscience. Your obsession with all of these other issues other than the true Judeo-Christian issues of conscience are exactly what the communists have done and are doing to this country. They're totally reckless in eliminating God from the equation and replacing it with the environment and replacing it with this right and that right and this right and that spiritual and it, that, 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 do. You see the bigger picture? Am I getting too far afield? I hope I'm not leaving you wondering what I'm talking about. I'm talking about fascism, communism, being practiced by the Democrat Socialist Party USA. And to get down to brass tacks, I'll name the groups that are front groups for this evil that has spread through this nation. All receive funding from one source, the Napoleon of American Socialism. Some of them you know, like the American Civil Liberties Union. Some of them you'll be surprised to find out who they are. But I warn you, we're in a battle for our freedom and our survival, which is why I wrote Trump's War.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Yeah, they sure do. And that's why Michael Savage worked around the clock with a team of researchers to make a list for you that you can't get anywhere else. It's a list of what I consider to be the subversive organizations that have received funding from George Soros, and I've listed them all in 5 pages in Trump's War for the First Amendment. Some of the names of these groups sound very innocent. American Civil Liberties Union, everyone knows who they are and what they want. Some of the names, you'll say that can't be true. American Friends Service Committee, why, they're just a group of nice Quakers, aren't they? Amnesty International, aren't they nice people who want to help poor people around the world? Why, the Arab American Institute Foundation, aren't they good people? Isn't the Aspen Institute a good place? You think of nice green trees up in the mountains? How about the Black Alliance for Just Immigration? The Brennan Center for Justice? The Brookings Institution. I'm reading only a few. Casa de Maryland, Catholics for Choice, Center for American Progress, Aren't these good people, nice people? Center for Community Change. Center for Reproductive Rights. Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Coalition for an International Criminal Court, Common Cause. Defenders of Wildlife Action Fund, Democracy Alliance, Emily's List. Feminist Majority. I'm only up to the F's. There are many others. As you know, there are many, many other groups that I consider to be dangerous. They all receive money. They've all taken money from the Napoleon of American socialism. I listed them all in Trump's war. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make it very, very commercial. What I did for you in this book has been done in no other book in publication that I know of. No other popular book has done this research or listed these groups in one place for you to analyze for yourself. Analyze for yourself who is on their board, what their policies are, and what they want for America. You may find that I am not wrong. You may find that I am right. You may find that some of these benign-sounding groups are out to destroy your way of life. They want to tear down the pillars of civil society. They fund violent groups who assault anyone who dissents from their nihilistic views. Just think of the campuses now, where otherwise, quote, nice college girls have become vicious animals who attack anyone who disagree with them. They start with cyberbullying, and it winds up with them assaulting people who don't agree with them. Remember what I said to you, law and order are the first foundations of civilization. Without law and order, it doesn't matter how technologically advanced or wealthy a society is. Trump promised on the campaign trail and during his acceptance speech at the RNC that he would restore law and order in American society. That doesn't just mean supporting the police instead of tacitly condoning violence against them, as Barack Obama did for 8 years in Washington. It also means taking our streets and highways away from the domestic terrorists who have masqueraded as peaceful protesters we've endured for the last 8 years. Which means, and here's the punchline, Donald Trump must investigate and prosecute groups and individuals who violate federal law by crossing state lines to incite unrest, which brings me right back to what's going on right in front of your eyes. They're trying to tear down a great American man, Jeff Sessions, the new attorney general. This guy is the best. Through the fabrication of the Russia connection. And the reason they want to do it is because he is the one who will investigate and prosecute them, the subversive groups I've just mentioned. Now let's get back to Stalin, the man who killed so many under the guise of being a nice grandfatherly Russian. He said, we cannot govern without the help of force. All means are justified when policy demands that we must lie, betray, and even kill. He then said, I emancipate man from the chimera, which is called conscience. Wow. Now, where did he get that from? I did a little more research. Chimera. John Donne, the great American, the great poet, wrote this. A chimera in my brain troubles me in my prayer. A chimera in my brain troubles me in my prayer, said John Donne. And what was his chimera? What was his illusion? What was his fabrication? What was the fabrication of his mind that troubled him in his prayer? His chimera was a utopia that could never exist. And because he believed in a utopia, he didn't believe in God for a while. He didn't believe in prayer. He thought it was all nonsense because he dreamed of a utopia. Communism is built upon the false dream of a utopia. Do you understand where I'm coming from? I understand it's a little too heavy for AM talk radio. I get it. It's too professorial. But this is what I want to do today, so forgive me and indulge me if you'd rather me talk about food or stuff. I really don't think I'm going to do it today. The fact of the matter is, this is the most important thing I could do for you at all, is the apocalypse that awaits us if they should bring down Trump's cabinet one by one. Anyone in the cabinet who stands up to them or stands up to the Islamo-fascists, they're going to try to destroy. They did it with the first National Security Advisor who was appointed. They brought up the Russia thing. Now they're bringing it up with Jeff Sessions. Now I want you to think about the Russia connection, where it comes from and what it is. There's an article in the New York Times that I saw this morning on the Drudge Report. I wish I could get it up. I can't. Here it is. Let me see if I can find it. It was linked up here. It's very important. New York Times says Obama aides spread intelligence on Trump associates in Russia, just like Stalin. Obama was the most evil president in American history, and he was just rewarded with a $65 million contract for a book by him and his wife by, I think, Random House. And what's astonishing is the idiots who run Random House had the nerve to say, we're thrilled to be publishing the Obamas because they transformed America in such a wonderful way. Useful idiots with nothing but money to burn. Wall Street money at that, by the way, going to fund the Ho Chi Minh of American politics. I think it's quite ironic, don't you? And by the way, I think that that publishing company has a division that published me at some point along the road. So Obama aides spread intelligence on Trump associates in Russia. That's very interesting. And what is it that they spread? Well, what actually did they spread? What was the story? There wasn't any meddling in the election at all. They're not even saying there was. All there was an exposure of what was being said behind the scenes. And now they're trying to bring down the great Attorney General Jeff Sessions with his ties to the Russians. So that means if you ate blintzes any time in the last 20 years, watch out, the fascist left is liable to accuse you of hacking the election. Or let us say you drink Russian vodka, and your local grocery store sells you Russian vodka. Perhaps the FBI will investigate you, because it could show that you met with Russians in some way through the vodka, and you helped bring down Hillary Clinton's election. And watch out now, because that's what they're looking for, any Russian connection. All of you may be pulled into the net of the little men and women who are trying to destroy this great country. Trump has 10,000 appointments to make. My suggestion is he makes them as fast as possible. And he roots out the rotten teeth in the mouth of American politics. The rotten teeth inside these agencies must be pulled as quickly as possible before they rot out the entire skull of the nation. I would suggest, Mr. Trump, if you get this message, you get rid of those 10,000 fellow travelers of these last years of terror inside your own government. Now I go to the callers for a few minutes on the Savage Nation on this beautiful Thursday. Andrew on KLIF in the beautiful city of Dallas, Texas, line 7. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. I want to say that today's program is one of the most powerful you've ever had. The other thing I want to say is that when Nikita Khrushchev visited the United States in the 1960s, he pounded his shoe at the UN and predicted that our grandchildren would one day live under communism. And I'm afraid that that's what has happened.
Do you think that we're living under communism now?
Well, we have been for the past 8 years, for the past 12 years.
Well, we were living under a proto-communist nation under Barack Obama, but he was such a silk-smooth liar and deceiver that we didn't know it. Most people had no idea. He was not an evil guy. He was not an evil-looking guy like Stalin. He was a nice guy, good-looking, nice wife, nice family. Mother-in-law lived in the White House. He golfed like the average guy. Never cursed, never yelled. And yet he was introducing a police state in this country, wasn't he?
That's true. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And it was his ideology that was followed through the university system and all the way on down through the public school system.
Correct. And why was there a war on police, primarily by Black Lives Matter adherents and followers? By the way, Soros' foundation gave them, the last I checked, over $70 million. I want you to think about that amount of money. Why would a capitalist like Soros give money to Black Lives Matter? I'll tell you why in a few minutes. Why I think he's funding that organization and others like it. Because by attacking the police, by attacking the very foundations of civil order, no one will look at what he's actually doing to this country. It's the same with all the other billionaires in the Democrat Party. You look at Dianne Feinstein. You look at Nancy Pelosi, two of the wealthiest women on earth. Why is it that they espouse far-left ideology? Can you answer that question?
Well, the reason is that they simply want to one day control this nation ideology.
Well, I don't think they're thinking that far ahead. Think of how far they've gotten in their lives, how much money they and their families have made while they're in power, and there's been not a single investigation. By funding all of the radical groups in San Francisco and elsewhere who are obsessed with gay rights, lesbian rights, LGBT rights, environmental things, etc., what they're doing is they're taking some of the most intelligent people in the country who are socially active with a social conscience and throwing dirt in their eyes to make sure that they're never looked at for what their doings or undoings may actually be and whether there are any connections to companies steering contracts and things like that. When have you last seen any investigation of the steering of contracts to congresswomen and to senators? Never. Never. Well, my friend, I think you yourself know what communism is, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do.
Do you come from a did you come from a communist country, or are you ex-military?
I am ex-military, but my parents came from Armenia, and during the genocide period, and what they told.
Oh, let's talk about the Armenian genocide. Who conducted the genocide against Armenians?
It was the Ottoman Turks.
And what was their religion?
Islam.
Mm. I thought Islam was the religion of peace. I didn't really know that they slaughtered so many Armenians. Not. Oh, I knew it. I knew what they did to the Armenians. I knew how many hundreds of thousands, how many millions, rather, were killed by the Muslims when they invaded the Armenian area. I know exactly what will happen if we don't stop this war right now. It's a war that we are fighting for our survival. On the other side of this equation are the progressives and the Islamists. And it's not sure that we won. Oh, we have a president, but we have enemies everywhere, from the boardrooms to the press rooms. I'm sending you Trump's war because I know of all people listening to the show today, you of all people will understand why those five pages listing what I consider to be the most dangerous organizations in America, you of all people will understand why I spent so much time and took such a great risk to put that list together. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
You know, I have a really good friend who advertised on this show right from the beginning, and he is my friend, Craig Smith at Swiss America. He says to me that 2017 is shaping up to be a year of great financial volatility. As you know, what that means, I mean, frankly, 2017 just might bring us face to face with a major financial crisis of which most Americans are unprepared. We don't know if this market's going to stay up like this, right? What if it fell down? What are you going to do? So Craig and I sat down, as we do each year, to privately discuss these major economic trends for the year ahead. And what Craig Smith shared with me is so important, I want to share it with you. And Swiss America has put our interview on a free CD, a free MP3, which you can get today by calling 800-289-2646. Free. 800-289-2646. If you love my voice and just want to hear my voice, it's a free CD, but there's more to it than voice. Because according to Craig, 2017 represents great opportunity and serious risk. But preparing now could help save your savings later. Will you please do it for me and for yourself? Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You'll get your free CD or MP3. 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. Now a few callers. Don on KSFO Line 1. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. Thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to say, please don't apologize for bringing up this topic because it's so important in terms of communism, our tenured professors. I just want to tell you a quick story. I went to school in New Jersey at a state school about 30 years
ago. Okay, quick, 20 seconds is all I have. What did the tape teacher say?
He said that Stalin, he reneged on the fact that Stalin killed over 30 million people in the gulag and tried to debate this. You can look it up on YouTube. Montclair.
Absolutely. There's video of the dead bodies. He's like a Holocaust denier. And he was teaching in a New Jersey college. Well, guess what? They're everywhere around you right now, Don.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
On November 6th, 1941, safe inside the Moscow subway, Stalin delivers a great speech in front of his government and Communist Party leaders. Stalin quotes Hitler, directing the Führer's words at the men and women listening to him. They have survived two decades of terror. Stalin warns them that the worst is yet to come.
Управлять можно только с помощью силы. В обращении с ним позволительны любые методы. А для этого политика надо лгать, предавать и даже убивать. Я освобождаю человека от унижающей химеры, которая называется совестью.
Сталин has always lied, betrayed, and killed. In his utopic world, he has forged a new society and a new man. The Red Man.
It's chilling, isn't it? Even if you just tuned into this show by chance and you don't know what you're listening to, you're listening to some of the most important words that can be heard today in the battle that goes on called the war between Democrats and Republicans. You don't know the bigger picture. It's easy to say those Dems are this or the Republicans are that, but there's much more at stake than you may believe. The communists had almost completely taken over America. Almost every avenue of our culture has been taken over by the communists, whether it be the billionaires and millionaires of Hollywood or the academics who have taken it over by using the guise of rights for minorities and gays and lesbians. They are fundamentally preaching a form of Stalinism. And practicing, by the way, a form of Stalinism, silencing those from young Republicans or anyone who disagrees with their leftist jargon. This is fascism. It's the early stages of fascism under the guise of fairness, etc. But then we see the attacks on Trump from day one. The coverage of Trump for the first month, according to a study, was 88% hostile. No matter what he did, he was wrong. No matter what he said was evil. And what about this lie about Russia? What is this thing with Russia? What in the world is that? Nothing. It's utter rubbish. Even the most strident accusers of this Russian interference does not say that the Russians actually hacked the election machines. All they said was that they hacked the DNC memos. And what did they find in the DNC memos that they're so upset about? They found out that the Democrats themselves were plotting to destroy Bernie Sanders, amongst other things. That's number one. But number two, what's really at stake here is freedom versus slavery. Your way of life that you're used to, even if you're a protester, and a way of life you could never survive in. You wouldn't survive 30 days in a truly communistic nation. You wouldn't survive 30 days. Why am I talking about something as obtuse as communism when you never hear it expressed? We don't hear anything about communism. What am I, some old cold warrior from the 1950s? Who do I think I am? Because I see the whole picture. And the whole picture is one of a revolution that has occurred and a counter-revolution. Let's put it to you that way. The communist revolution began in this nation quite a while ago. And with 8 years of the Ho Chi Minh who was in the White House, the most clever and most devious liar I've ever seen in my life, the greatest betrayer in American history, who was just rewarded by Random House with a $65 million book contract, by the way. All of you progressives out there who are writers or would like to be writers, I want you to think about that. All you left-wingers who think that you're so proud and so free, did you ever wonder why you can't get an advance? Did you ever wonder why you can't get your book published and why you have to go to self-publishers or go to Kindle? It's because all the money flows to the top. $65 million from Random House. How much is left for you out there in Pennsylvania with your little book? Nothing. Zero. And so think very carefully about who you support and why you support them and where it all goes to and why Random House would basically smear the Obamas with $65 million. What is it that the board of directors of Random House wants from Obama? I'll have to let you figure that one out. But I know what I want from you. What I want from you is to understand that I wrote a book called Trump's War, His Battle for America. I didn't get a $65 million advance. I got a healthy advance. I'm not complaining. I've been a writer all my life. I know what it's like not to be published. I know what it's like to publish a single article for $50. I know what it's like, the joy of getting your first book published in hardcover. Probably one of the greatest feelings I ever had in my life was when I first saw my first book, Earth Medicine, published by Macmillan in 1972. I can remember working on that book till late at night. I had a young family. I was a graduate student. And my great professor said to me, Michael, he called me one night at 11 o'clock. He said, go home. Your family needs you. I would work until late at night writing that book because it meant so much to me. I'm still a writer. I still get a pleasure out of the written word and writing the written word. But I didn't write a book just to write a book. I didn't need the money. I needed this information to get out before it's too late. That's what Trump's war is. And I'm going to say it again until you finally hear me. You have to have the book just for the list of organizations in America funded by George Soros who pose a threat to your survival. So we can't be abstract about it. Do you get what I'm saying to you? You have to understand you're fighting for your freedom. And unless you have this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 pages long of groups that have all been given money by the Napoleon of American socialism, you're not going to know who your enemy really is. Now, with this list, you just might have a chance to organize an opposition and fight what fight you can still fight. But what is communism? What is the legacy of communism that I'm talking about? Well, number one, it's the largest mass murder in the history of the world. Who was the biggest mass murder in the history of the world? You probably say it's Hitler, architect of the Holocaust. Others of you might say Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, who killed more innocent people than Hitler did, by the way, as part of a terror famine that likely took more lives than the Holocaust. I've talked about that in Government Zero when I described the Lysenko affair and what false science can do and how Stalin hired fake scientists in the form of Lysenko to lie about genetics in order to sell his agricultural plan, which was completely fabricated, which resulted in the deaths of 30 million Soviets or Russians at the time. Likewise, the global warming myth. It's the same exact thing. The politicization of science has destroyed science in America. I try to tell that to Donald Trump. I didn't get a chance to describe it in great detail. Our great challenge now is to purge the universities and the funding agencies of these fake scientists. All the fake scientists have to go. I don't know if there's enough left anymore on the bench. I don't think they've let young ones to come up who have an independent mind anymore. I think they're crushed before they begin. I think they're snapped at birth and thrown out of the academy. But both Hitler and Stalin were outdone by another communist, Mao Zedong, in China. Between the years 1958 and 1962, his so-called Great Leap Forward led to the deaths of up to 45 million Chinese. That was the biggest episode of mass murder ever recorded in human history. What does that have to do with American politics today? Well, it's a long story. I guess I could tell it to you in short bursts, or not even tell it to you at all. Maybe some of you understand it who've lived in communism, in any of the communist Eastern Bloc nations, perhaps, or in China. Some of you can be testimonials. Give testimonials to what life is like in a communist nation. But let me make it simple for those of you who don't really understand it. Barack Obama created the single greatest police state in the history of the world, the greatest surveillance state ever seen in the history of the world, far outdoing the secret police surveillance of Eastern Europe under Stalin. He didn't round people up and put them into prison camps, into the gulag. He was only in stage one. It was like stage one of cancer, what Obama did. Hillary would have been stage two or stage three or stage four of the cancer of socialism and communism. And so you say, what does this have to do? What has to do with? I gave my all intellectual all to elect Trump. From the beginning, I thought he was the only one in the pack who could be elected. There were some other very good men. I knew that. They were probably better policy men than Donald Trump. They understood the policies very well. They were articulate. They had experience in the Senate. They were very good men, but they were unelectable. I knew they were unelectable. And I knew they couldn't beat Hillary. I knew he could. And that's why I put everything I had into Donald Trump's campaign. Secondly, his campaign mimicked very much of what I've been saying on the show for so many years, whether it be borders, language, and culture, or to get more specific. You know, Vice President Pence was on my show yesterday. It was one of the finest interviews I've ever had the pleasure of conducting on this show. But he said something that I won't forget. I'm very proud of it. I think we linked it up on michaelsavage.com if I could find it in the middle of talking with you. I'm gifted. You know, I can still do three things at once, and while eating, no less. I don't know where they put it on my website. Isn't that something that it's not on the top right? Okay, anyway, it's the Pence interview. And I believe the headline I wrote is Vice President Pence thanks Michael Savage for his leadership. I believe that is the key sentence in that. It's probably up there. I'm sure it is. And he said, you're ahead of everybody. It's not there. There. Vice President Pence thanks Michael Savage for his leadership. Vice President Pence said, Michael, we appreciate your voice. We appreciate your leadership. So the team inside the White House knows this audience. They know who you are. They know what you want. They know what you voted for. And they're going to deliver. But in order to help them deliver, you can't just be passive now that you voted. Look what they're doing to the fine man called Jeff Sessions. They couldn't stop him from being appointed to the Attorney General's office because he was too good a man with not a smear on his record. But now they're smearing him with the false lie about Russia. The evil, evil, evil vermin like Charles Schumer. The dirtiest people on the planet. Filthy Stalinists who would have happily put you into a concentration camp in Stalin's Russia are now operating on television around the clock. You may not know it. These are twins. These are evil intellectual twins of the type that put their fellow Russians into concentration camps, calling them counter-revolutionaries. Some of them are comedians in America. Some of them have laugh machines behind them. They don't write their own material. They read teleprompters. In fact, one of the idiots no longer has a show, but he's still heard from. And when there was a writer's strike, he couldn't do a show. I forget his name. He has a beard now. He's trying to look like a hipster, I guess. There are others. The Bill Maher's, the Rachel Maddow's, that type. They look like they're progressives, don't they? They look innocent enough, like they really care about the average person, don't they? But if you actually listen to their rhetoric and strip away the laugh machine and strip away the sneer, underneath it, you'll actually understand what they're saying to you. What are they saying? What does Rachel Maddow say every day? What does Bill Maher say every day in his comedy, if you want to call it that? Well, they're basically saying there is no God. Everything is material. There's nothing in the world apart from matter. It's what you see is what you get. And that human nature is the product of the environment in which the individual is raised, just the result of the society that they're in. And that a special environment creates a special class of people, and that the working man must win. These 5 points happen to be Karl Marx's scientific laws. If you break down every joke that they tell, or every commentary that the sneering half person on MSNBC says, the half human, puts out these statements, but if you break down behind the sneer, she's basically saying there is no God. Everything is materialistic. There is no God. What you see is what you get. Human nature is the product of the economic environment in which the individual is raised. Meaning, there is no spirituality. It's all materialism. It's all Marxism. And I just did it for you. That's all. I'm not trying to. I'm not exhausted from doing it. I'm not drained from doing it. I'm just warning you who these people are in my analysis of them. They're going to laugh. If you actually confronted them with this, they laugh at it. They may even take my soundbite right now and run it, and then have the laugh machine laugh at me. But what you don't know is they're actually stooges of worldwide socialism while living the high life, very much like their boss, Barack Hussein Obama, who just sold his book deal for $65 million. You see, there's a lot of money in lying. There's a lot of money in deceiving. Make no mistake about it, you're living in very dangerous times. This is the Savage Nation. The minute I come back, I'll take your calls, especially those of you who lived in communist nations, who will give testimony as to what life is like under a communist dictatorship right here in the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
Do I consider myself part of the casino capitalist process by which so few have so much and so many have so little, by which Wall Street, greed and recklessness, wreck this economy? No, I don't. I believe in a society where all people do well, not just a handful of billionaires.
You mean like your friend Larry David? The poor Larry David is worth billions of dollars from his schlock comedy, putting himself down? He's your friend, and he's another one, huh? Another fellow traveler, another seltzer man. Another red diaper doper baby from New York City. Another one who talks about the poor and the downtrodden. Tax Wall Street, worth over $1 billion. So be careful who you believe in this world, that's all I can tell you. Because all roads don't lead to the same place. And some of the rhetoric that they espouse about so much money in the hands of so few and the poor and the this and that sounds very appealing if you're poor and you're working two or three jobs. But I want to remind you where that rhetoric comes from. It comes from the very same place that Mao Zedong came from. It comes from this very same place that Joseph Stalin came from. It comes from the very same place that the heart of the devil comes from. It is built upon class warfare, one of the founding principles of socialism, Marxism, communism, any ism you want. It's just not a good ism because it's not Americanism.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
Now, I warned you in Trump's war that the greatest enemies of Donald Trump and of America itself are the rhinos. We all know who the Islamists are and what their threat is. We know who the progressives are and the threat that they pose. And we've heard about rhinos. Who are the rhinos? They actually have names. The Republicans in name only. Back cover. Rhinos protecting their big business special interests, war profiteers, liberal media, who will stop at nothing to bring Trump down. Well, right now, they've just joined together to attack Donald Trump through his great attorney general, Jeff Sessions. And what was Jeff Sessions' alleged crime? Well, he spoke to an ambassador from Russia during the campaign. Can you believe this? Can you believe how sick and demented these people are? Not only do they want war with Russia, but I wonder how many Democrats spoke with ambassadors to China during the campaign, for example, on the Democrat side. Do you think any of the people working for Hillary or Hillary herself had anything to do with China during the campaign or before the campaign? So now they brought Sessions down because he's going to recuse himself simply because he met with Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Kislyak, that's his big crime. But take a guess who joined him in attacking, Jeff Sessions. Representative Jason Chaffetz, the Utah Republican, shame on him. Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, shame on him. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, goes on the laughable MSNBC and says Sessions need to clarify his testimony. There's more, though. These are the rhinos who should be thrown out of office. They're far more dangerous than Charles Schumer. Because Charles Schumer is what he looks like. A left-wing hack, a low-life salami salesman of the worst kind, a man who couldn't run a seltzer route properly unless it was given to him, a man who certainly couldn't build a seltzer route. Do you actually think that if Charles Schumer had no money and entered the country, legally or illegally, he could actually run a souvlaki stand in Manhattan successfully? You think he could get up 4 in the morning and schlep the stand from Long Island City to Manhattan, compete with other Frankfurter stands, put out the right hot dogs and the right mustard and the right sauerkraut and the right heat, sell the right cold sodas in the sun, and stay in business? I don't think so. And here he is, this double-talking seltzer man, attacking the decent people of America. Jeff Sessions is a giant compared to this pimple from Brooklyn. For the good of the country, Attorney General Jeff Sessions should resign, said the evil Chuck Schumer. Joining him right after that was the bumbler, the candy sucker. House Democratic leader, the lying Nancy Pelosi of California, said Sessions is not fit to serve. As the top law enforcement officer of our country, he must resign. I wonder what Sessions has on Pelosi. I wonder what he has in the files on Schumer and their donations, if anything, that are leading them to such conclusions so quickly. Well, that's what politics is. Now, of course, not to be outdone is the gang at the New York Times, the Gang of Eight. Pinchy Sulzberger Jr. runs a Stalinist newspaper there. It's going out of business. It doesn't stop him from putting out the lie. So let's go back to my topic at hand. Topic at hand, our freedom versus our slavery. I played you Bernie Sanders. I'm not a capitalist. But there's a lot more that you have to hear. You have to hear about the fifth column in this country. You're actually seeing the fifth column in our country right now in the form of Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the newspapers and the television stations. But we were warned about this a long time ago. Of course, the fifth column was not created by J. Edgar Hoover, the concept of the fifth column. The fifth column is a phrase that was created during the Spanish Civil War when a Spanish general said that we have four columns of troops marching, and amongst the four columns of troops, there is a fifth column, basically, of the enemy marching as our own people. That's the fifth column. So this is our fifth column, the Democrat Party, the media, the universities, and most inside the government who were there from the Obama years. That's the fifth column that we are facing. So now let's go back in time. Let's spin the clock backwards. Imagine, you see, I try to do a theater of the mind on the radio show. It's not just me talking and the caller and this and that and then selling you a hair plug. I'm trying to create radio theater for you. So I played stuff from Stalin that I thought was chilling, where he says that we cannot govern without the help of force. All means are justified when policy demands it. We must lie, betray, and even kill. I emancipate man from the chimera which is called conscience. And that, of course, led to the deaths of 60 million Russians. Russian killing Russians. Russians starving Russian. Russians putting Russians into concentration camps, as best exemplified by the great book called The Gulag Archipelago, which I remember reading in the 1960s, what a stir it caused. Every liberal in America read the Gulag Archipelago. Every liberal listening to this show thinks they hate me. Remember when you read The Gulag Archipelago, at least think you read it, because you saw it in the New York Book Review of Books, or you heard about it at a dinner party in Manhattan, and you said, yeah, Solzhenitsyn, great man, yeah. Remember you were on Solzhenitsyn's side because he'd been put into a concentration camp for the crime of opposing the government? You remember that? Stalin put him in the concentration camps of the Soviet Union. And now you're living in a new Soviet America that has been constructed by Barack Hussein Obama. He almost finished the construction. And then by fate, by luck, by some fluke of history, Obama thinks, this underdog businessman from New York became president, who was the very opposite of him. He's a free market capitalist, a nationalist, He speaks about borders, about language, about culture. He's rebuilding the military. He's for protecting our right to bear arms, which all communists hate. One of the first things communists do is take away our right to bear arms. Why did the Castros do that in Cuba? Why do you think one of the first things the communists do is call for gun control and seize guns? Why they don't want anyone to rebel against them? You can't put two and two together? You've watched too much television to understand that? You've heard too many laugh machines have you laugh at Bill Maher's stupid stale jokes that sound like the foul breath coming out of a seltzer man from Brooklyn in an August day after eating a garlic salami? Listen, my friends, this is a dangerous time that we're living in right now, because I feel a knot in the pit of my stomach when I hear this evil man Schumer speak. This man leaves me knowing that we're at war. We're at total war. And we cannot afford to lose this war, and I don't think we will lose this war. So what are the keys to changing the mind? Well, the keys to changing the mind are changing religion, education, and using the media. Who said that? Oh, you don't know who said that, do you? Oh, I'll tell you who said that. There's one of the greatest tapes is from a former KGB agent called Yuri Bezmenov. He did a show on subversion and control of Western society. And don't worry about espionage. That we're not worried about, you know. That's not the big thing. Robert, go to clip number 19 and listen to what he says about religion, education, and using the media in 19 on the Savage Nation.
In case of religion, destroy it, ridicule it, replace it with various sects, cults, which bring people's attention, faith, whether it is naive, primitive, doesn't really matter. As long as the basically accepted religious dogma is being slowly eroded and taken away from the supreme purpose of religion, to keep people in touch with the supreme being.
The KGB agent, the ex-agent, goes on in clip 20. You have to hear it. I wouldn't waste your time. Listen to it.
Education. Distract them from learning something which is constructive, pragmatic, efficient. Instead of mathematics, physics, foreign languages, chemistry, teach them history of urban warfare, natural food, home economy, your sexuality, anything, as long as it takes you away.
You can add ethnic studies to that. Getting a degree in that is a very, very useful field. You can easily get a job in a bureaucracy somewhere with that one. But you hear the picture, you get the picture, subversion and control of Western society. It's a common theme in all of my talks here on the Savage Nation and all of my writings. And I want to go to a few calls quickly on the program. There's so many people waiting to call. Mara on KSFO, we got to make it 30 seconds or less. What was it like in the Soviet Union, Mara? Thanks for calling.
Hi, Michael. I'm so... God bless you, first of all, for everything you do, for the truth that you speak. I just want to say I am from there, from Soviet Union, and that's the most evil country that I escaped. That's what they did to us. Exact same thing was our government doing to our students and our people now. They're brainwashing them, and they're making them to think what they want to think. And they don't educate them. They just indoctrinate them. And it's so much easier to rule people who knows very little, who doesn't know history, and who is just, useful idiots. And thank God for you being there and opening eyes to all of us. And everything you just said, I'm listening to your program all day today. Everything I already knew, I'm listening to it, I'm studying it, and it just scares me what they're trying to do to our president, which God sent us. We have to stand together. And all those rhinos, all those Republicans who, instead of supporting our president, doing everything to get him down, please get the message to president. Not to be on defense, but on offense.
I understand what they're doing. They're just trying to throw him off base. By the way, despite all the scandals that were surrounding Obama, did the press ever conduct an investigation or jump on Obama? Did the press ever once bring up any of the scandals surrounding any of his henchmen or women? Did they ever talk about Valerie Jarrett's tie to Iran, for example? Did they ever talk about any of the people who are overt corrupt criminals who are working for him? Never. Not once. Did they ever talk about the corruption of the president himself and the first lady abusing the power of the presidency by taking one flight after another at millions of dollars, just like a Soviet king? A Soviet king wouldn't have dared do what Obama did on a regular basis. I'm sending you a copy of my Bible, the Bible for the Battle for America, Trump's War. I know that in the Russian community, it's going to resonate greatly. I doubt very much that the college girls will understand a word of that book. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage, 77 WABC.
All right, Dr. Michael Savage here. I'm back. And look, many people listening to this show do not know this, but I used to be the director of nutrition for one of the nation's largest health food chains. I really know supplements, and Superbeets is one of the most impressive natural functional foods I've ever seen in my career. Why? Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. You see, beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body, and Superbeets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help you with blood flow and circulation. Superbeets works three times faster to give you results you can feel, plus it tastes great. I happen to take Superbeets each day. I can feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. All you got to do is call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Or go to savagelovesbeets.com. That's savagelovesbeets.com. You're going to get a 30-day supply absolutely free with your first order. And it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You heard me. A free 30-day supply with your first order. That's 800-481-0504. 800-481-0504. You're going to also receive a free book called Beat the Odds, and it's free shipping. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. It's guaranteed or your money back. Again, 800-481-0504. So this Russia thing now, it's all nonsense. It's pure, unadulterated propaganda by the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party USA under the thumb of Nancy the Candy Pelosi and of Chuck the Salami Schumer. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman from Russia, Maria Zakharova, is calling what is going on media vandalism. Media vandalism is what she says is going on. Here's what she said. Let me open a military secret for you. It's part of the diplomatic job to have contacts in the country they are posted to, she said sarcastically. It's their obligation to meet with officials and members of the political establishment. Zakharova also drew a literary allusion to George Orwell's 1984. She said, the media in the United States have become such a big brother, moving far beyond professional ethics and their own competence, raising accusations and passing judgments by fabricating false information, she said. Alexei Pushkov, the head of the Information Policy Committee in the upper house of the Russian parliament, described Democrats' demands for Sessions' resignation as a borderless paranoia. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. You sound like a borderless paranoiac. Pushkov tweeted, hysteria in the U.S. has driven politicians into a trap. You met a Russian? That's an end to your career. You concealed it? You go to prison. The spirit of Joseph McCarthy has been waiting for its hour to come. Trump has repeatedly said he wants to improve relations with Russia. But louts in the military-industrial complex whose husbands make body armor, or whose husbands are contractors who make half tracks, or whose husbands make ammunition, or whose husbands make airplane parts that fall apart, want war with Russia. They want a cold war with Russia in order to fatten themselves like the lice that they are, in order to feed like the bugs that they are, in order to fill themselves with the blood of America like the cockroaches that they are. That was not set by a Russian. That was not created by a Russian for you. That was not stated by the Russian Foreign Ministry. The last part was said by yours truly, Michael Savage, who fights not only for Trump's war in his battle for America, but very much our war for America. The communists will never give up power. They have an adage, by all means necessary, Charlie. Schumer, we know who you are. You're a low-life, left-wing socialist from Brooklyn.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture, and here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
The Communist Party of the United States is a fifth column, if there ever was one. It is far better organized than were the Nazis in occupied countries prior to their capitulation. They are seeking to weaken America, just as they did in their era of obstruction when they were aligned with the Nazis. Their goal is the overthrow of our government. There is no doubt as to where a real communist loyalty rests.
No, there is no doubt where Schumer and Pelosi's loyalty rests, and this hysteria around Russia, and the issue of trying to stop American politicians from talking to any Russian politician is beyond comprehension. But you have to ask yourself, where's the money connection? You see, if you don't know why Schumer or Pelosi would want Sessions gone, and you can't understand why some of these rhino Republicans want Jeff Sessions gone, you have to ask yourself a few questions. The number one would be, what's in it for them? What is in it for them to make sure that Jeff Sessions, the most honest man I've ever seen in the Attorney General's office in my lifetime, is out of the office of Attorney General? Why would Pelosi, why would Schumer, why would all these Republican rhinos want Jeff Sessions removed from the Attorney General's office on this paranoiac lunacy that he had the audacity to speak with a Russian ambassador during the campaign? What's the big crime? What is this? Trump has repeatedly said he wants to improve relations with Russia. But there is no improvement of relations with Russia as a result of these insane people who obviously have something to gain by attacking Jeff Sessions, our Attorney General. You meet a Russian, you must be a spy. That's the end of your career in politician. You conceal you met with a Russian during Trump's campaign? Off with their heads, says Queen Pelosi. I would call it the spirit of Joseph McCarthy, but I think Joseph McCarthy was a great man. This is not Joseph McCarthy, this is Joseph Stalin. Pelosi is Stalin in high heels, and she's been waiting for her hour to come, and now it has arrived. So that's where we are, that's the story. I've been asking you if you've lived in the Soviet Union or in other communist countries what it's like, because we've been talking today about the legacy of communism, which is the largest mass murder in the history of the world. And the most chilling speech I've heard in years was that on the History Channel last night of Joseph Stalin, where he said, we cannot govern without the help of force. All means are justified. When policy demands it, we must lie, betray, and even kill. I emancipate man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience. I was chilled to my core when I heard that. In other words, if you liberate man from the what he calls the chimera of conscience, the man can then do anything. He can kill his fellow man without feeling anything. What does that have to do with Nancy Pelosi? What does it have to do with Charles Schumer? Nothing or everything? I'll let you figure that one out, because you're involved in a war for the freedom of America, the freedom of yourself and your children. Make no mistake about it, the communists almost won. They had 8 years of Ho Chi Minh in the White House. He was such a skilled liar and such a skilled betrayer and such a skilled creator of the greatest police state, surveillance police state ever seen in the world, and yet not one word from the Jake Woodpecker Tappers or the Woody Seltzer men, not one word from Wolfie the Seltzer man during the years he was assembling this police state that now looks into every one of our lives through our iPhones and through our computer screens. But Jeff Sessions, he had the audacity to speak with a Russian ambassador during the campaign, therefore cut his head off. Nancy Pelosi is screaming from a rooftop. She wants him gone from the Attorney General's office. Huh. Can you believe this? After all the scandals of Obama, these evildoers had nothing to say, and now they're screeching from the highest towers they can find in this false self-righteousness, righteous indignation. So if you care to comment on any of this, that's great. The phone number is 855-407-2822. I want to remind you again that Sanders is an outright socialist, Bernie Sanders. He then tried to disguise it by saying he's not a real not a casino capitalist. But make no mistake about it, Bernie Sanders is the closest thing we've come to a Karl Marx or Lenin type in our lifetime. And there are millions and millions of people who bought his lie. And I want to remind you of what happens when socialism actually takes over a nation. Just go to South America and look at the great nation of Venezuela. The once great nation of Venezuela, which had one of the most thriving middle classes in South America, is now a basket case. People are killing each other for a loaf of bread. They're killing zoo animals in order to get some meat. This is what happens when you let a government take control of an economy. This is what happens when you let a government take control of health care. This is what happens when you let a government take control of a media. This is what happens, whether it be in South America or North America. It's one step at a time. That's my opinion, and that's why I'm telling you we're battling for the soul of America, not only on this show every day, but also in many other ways. You're fighting in the universities, you're fighting in the military, you're fighting against the people that you meet every day who don't even know what's going on. They're blind, deaf, and dumb as to what they're actually living in and the benefits that they are that they have accrued as a result of capitalism. And so, again, I want to go back to some of the things that I was trying to tell you about in the last hour about subversion and control of your mind and how it's done. There was a former KGB agent named Yuri Bezmenov who gave one of the greatest lessons in human history about how Western society will be subverted and controlled in time. And he wasn't talking about espionage. He wasn't talking about spying, because that was chump change compared to the subversion and the agents of subversion, as those on MSNBC and the other television shows and the New York Times and the local newspapers. What is subversion? What are they trying to do? Well, let's listen to clip 16. Here's a man who used to do this for a living, and tell me who it applies to in number 16.
You know that war is continuation of state policy, right? So if you want successfully to implement your state policy, and you start fighting, this is the most idiotic way to do it. The highest art of warfare is not to fight at all, but to subvert anything of value in the country of your enemy, until such time that the perception of reality of your enemy is screwed up to such an extent that he does not perceive you as an enemy, and that your system, your civilization, and your ambitions look to your enemy as an alternative, if not desirable.
I'm afraid that the average college student couldn't even understand what he just said. I would bet you that through the drugs and through the lack of education, a lack of critical thinking, they can't even understand what he just said. But listen to number 17 and see if you can understand this one.
The first stage of subversion is the process which is called, basically, demoralization. It says for itself what it is. It takes from, say, 15 to 20 years to demoralize a society. Why 15 or 20 years? This is the time sufficient to educate one generation of students or children. One generation, one lifetime span of a person, a human being, which is dedicated to study, to shaping up the outlook, ideology, personality.
Yeah, well, he said that, and I'm a good student of his. I never met the man, but I'm not a former KGB agent. I've never been to Russia. I never met a Russian ambassador. I will admit that I once ate a blintz when I was 8 years old. I will admit that I think twice I had Russian vodka. I'm sorry, Nancy Pelosi, if that is a crime, that I am guilty. I did drink Russian vodka twice when I was young. I currently appreciate American vodka more. But if that's a crime, perhaps I should be thrown out of America, because I did drink Russian vodka twice. And my father was from Russia, so therefore I must be a spy. There's no question I'm conducting some kind of culture war against the socialist police state of Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer. So let me go into the war I'm conducting against these evildoers. Are you ready for it? It's really simple. Again, I'll refer to my Bible, Trump's War. You expect someone else to do it? Rush Limbaugh is going to tell you about it? No, he tells you about his book, so I'll tell you about my book. In Trump's War, Chapter 5 is called Trump's Culture Wars. And in that is a segment entitled, What is Culture? Trump's War for Education, How Academia is Poisoning Our Culture. How Academia is Poisoning Our Culture. Well, we don't have the time. All right, so the double standard, triple standard, doesn't matter to Nancy Pelosi. But let's look into this for a minute. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, met with a Russian diplomat during the campaign, and she's demanding he be dismissed as Attorney General. Not one word during the period that Obama was president about any of the numerous scandals, and I'll give you one. You say, well, be specific. Remember Joe Biden, the honest Joe Biden? I'm sure he's an honest man. Well, he had two sons, one of whom died of brain cancer. But there was another son named Hunter Biden. Remember Hunter Biden got a job on the board of directors of one of the largest Ukrainian oil companies? Wouldn't you say that that nepotism was a scandal? Well, you would say so if you had a fair press. Did you read about it anywhere during the tyranny of the Obama years? Did Pelosi say that Vice President Biden should be dismissed because his son took a job in the Ukraine oil company? Did you hear anything from Charles the Salami Man Sumer? No. Charles Sumer didn't say a word during that period. Now we wake up that Hunter Biden's ex is claiming he blew money on hookers and drugs. This is according to page 6. Of course, it's a dirty divorce. And he's apparently involved in a relationship with his dead brother's wife, to show you what a sterling family this man represents. Beau Biden died of brain cancer in May 2015. May God rest his soul. His wife, Haley, has since struck up a romance with Beau's brother, Hunter. Now we look at the divorce that's going on. Vice President Joe Biden's surviving son, Hunter, is squandering his family's money on hookers, strip clubs, booze, and gifts to multiple lovers, according to explosive new divorce papers obtained by the New York Post. Kathleen Biden is flinging this mud behind the scenes in the popular VEP squeaky clean seeming family. His spending rarely relates to legitimate family expenses, Kathleen says in papers filed, but focuses on his own travel, at times multiple hotel rooms on the same night, gifts for other women, alcohol, strip clubs, or other personal indulgences. Kathleen is seeking to limit Hunter Biden to a $5,000 a month allowance. She is demanding that she and their three daughters in turn receive a $20,000 monthly advance. Throughout the party's separation, Mr. Biden has created financial concerns for the family by spending extravagantly on his own interests, including drugs, alcohol, prostitutes, strip clubs, and gifts for women with whom he has sexual relations, while leaving the family with no funds to pay legitimate bills, Kathleen says of Hunter in her filing. Was there any discussion of Hunter Biden being appointed to the board of directors of a Ukrainian oil company during the reign of terror of Barack Obama? Did Nancy Pelosi demand an investigation? Did any of the rhinos jump up on their hind legs and scream for an investigation of Hunter, of the Biden family? Not one word, because the press is controlled.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
I'll give you a news story of the day. They're trying to attack one of the finest men in America, Jeff Sessions, under the false claim that somehow he had dealings with Russia, and that resulted in Trump's election. That goes right to what Stalin said. The Democrats are following Stalin's playbook. When policy demands it, we must lie, betray, and even kill. Well, they're not killing yet, so far as we know. But they're trying to emancipate you not from the chimera, which is called conscience at this time, although I'll have more to say about that, because your obsession with the environment is an example of a false conscience. Your obsession with all of these other issues other than the true Judeo-Christian issues of conscience are exactly what the communists have done and are doing to this country. They're totally reckless in eliminating God from the equation and replacing it with the environment and replacing it with this right and that right and this right and that spiritual. You see the bigger picture? Or am I getting too far afield? I hope I'm not leaving you wondering what I'm talking about. I'm talking about fascism, communism being practiced by the Democrat Socialist Party USA. And to get down to brass tacks, I'll name the groups that are front groups for this evil that has spread through this nation. All receive funding from one source, the Napoleon of American Socialism. Some of them you know, like the American Civil Liberties Union. Some of them you'll be surprised to find out who they are. But I warn you, we're in a battle for our freedom and our survival, which is why I wrote Trump's War. I was watching a show last night called Apocalypse Stalin on the American Heroes Channel. It used to be called the American History Channel. I've seen it before. But each time I watch it, I see more of the horrors of communism. At the end of episode one of Apocalypse Stalin, they show Stalin, which means steel, with the huddled masses of Soviet citizens, that he would not allow to leave his nation. And he was giving a speech, and listen what he said at the end of the speech. It put chills up my spine. He said, when policy demands it, we must lie, betray, and even kill. I emancipate man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience. I was stunned by what I heard. I emancipate man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience. If that doesn't describe the thugs in America who attack police, who attack businesses without conscience, if that doesn't describe the anarchists in Berkeley who almost burned Sproul Hall to the ground, probably half of them were professors putting on their anarchist costumes for the evening, I want to tell you that communism has failed everywhere it's been tried. And yet you still have people in the United States of America and the other parts of the world still trying to sell it to you and impose it upon us. Here we have a president, President Trump, who is a clear capitalist, which is why they will not stop lying about him. It's because they lost their revolution. They almost had it all after 8 years. 8 years of Barack Ho Chi Minh Obama, who almost, and I say almost, had it all. He almost had it all. They were about to finish us off with Hillary. And then, surprisingly, the underdog Trump won, with your help, by the way. Incidentally, Obama, the Marxist, just signed a book deal for $65 million for him and the wife. $65 million. After basically spitting on capitalism, after promoting the big lie about fairness, and living like a king of yesteryear could only dream of living the way Obama lived, and putting down the rich every other day, millionaires, billionaires put down, every other day making believe he wasn't playing golf with millionaires and billionaires, every day making believe he wasn't getting money from millionaires and billionaires on Wall Street. In other words, he was hoodwinking the moronic masses, mainly the college girls, and then at the end he signs a book deal for $65 million. So where has communism worked? Nowhere. Do I have to tell you what life is like for the people in communist Cuba right now? Do you know what it's like? You have any idea what it is? Ask a Cuban. You can't, because they're not free. They're in prison. There's another communist nation that maybe you want to move to, all of you progressives who wear bandanas and burn buildings down, all you brave boys who live in your mother's house. North Korea. North Korea refers to itself as a socialist republic, meaning that it holds elections. Oh, it holds elections, but there's only one candidate. And if you don't vote, you get shot. The family of Kim Jong, mentally ill, became constitutionally placed into hereditary rulership in the country in 2013. Yeah, while the Workers' Party of Korea holds nominal power within the country, it is the Kims who control the nation. It is the Kims who control the nation of this collectivist society. The people are virtually prisoners in one giant jail. They don't refer to themselves as communists anymore, by the way. They took all references to communism out of the nation's constitution in 2009. They call themselves a collectivist society. So watch out for the rhetoric. Now, what about China? That's the biggest example. The Communist Party of China goes all the way back to 1921 when the Chinese were infected with the communism of Marx and Lenin and Engels. The destructive minds of America had their antecedents in Russia. The rich boys of today who espouse communism and have cushy jobs in the university, you know the type, the Robert Reichs, in my opinion, the men whose feet don't touch the ground, whose heads are in the sky. All the communists of America are exactly the same as the communists who brought about the fall of the Soviet Union, who resulted in the, who gave the Russians a system that gave rise to Stalin, who killed hundreds of millions of people. China, do I have to tell you how great their economy is because of the idiots who run America, who sold us down the river by moving material and factories to China? It started with Bill Clinton, by the way. One of the most evil men in American political history is Bill Clinton. He gave away the store. He gave away our nuclear secrets. He gave away, if you remember, remember the name Chung? Remember the name of the man who ran the DNC during Bill Clinton's reign of terror, reign of deceit? You remember his name? He's still alive somewhere. I don't remember his name, but he owned a little parking meter company in the Bronx. And he took this parking meter company in the Bronx and with a little help by smearing off politicians in the New York wards, worked his way up to Washington, smeared the Washington polls. And from that point on, he got government contracts, the parking meter, Schmendrick, then built a great business called Loral Space Technology. And Loral Space Technology took our ability to fire rockets into space quite accurately to launch satellites. Chinese couldn't do it. They were launching rockets that crashed on the pad, went off course. They didn't have the technology. This man, this DNC chairman who still enjoys a lovely life in Manhattan with his children and grandchildren, gave China the ability to launch rockets very accurately with American technology and know-how. And so as a result, we live under the fear of an attack anytime by a long-range missile from China. But the economy is booming, but the people live in a ruinous social order. The market capitalism that China has instituted are what separates Chinese communism from the original roots of the movement. So they have a booming economics because they have American-styled capitalism, but even freer. I don't know if you know it, but capitalism in China is freer than it is in America, Bernie. All you Bernies out there, all you Bernies in New York who grew up with red diaper dopa baby seltzer people, who talk about the workers of the world unite because your grandfather somehow had a shirt burned in the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire or whatever, you worked for the ILGWU, whatever. Do you have any idea what it's like to live in a communist nation? Ask the Chinese, they'll tell you. Not, they can't tell you. That's why Michael Savage worked around the clock with a team of researchers to make a list for you that you can't get anywhere else. It's a list of what I consider to be the subversive organizations that have received funding from George Soros, and I've listed them all in five pages in Trump's War for the First Amendment. Some of the names of these groups sound very innocent. American Civil Liberties Union, everyone knows who they are and what they want. Some of the names, you'll say that can't be true. American Friends Service Committee, why, they're just a group of nice Quakers, aren't they? Amnesty International, aren't they nice people who want to help poor people around the world? Why, the Arab American Institute Foundation, aren't they good people? Isn't the Aspen Institute a good place? You think of nice green trees up in the mountains? How about the Black Alliance for Just Immigration, the Brennan Center for Justice, the Brookings Institution? I'm reading only a few. Casa de Maryland, Catholics for Choice, Center for American Progress. Aren't these good people, nice people? Center for Community Change, Center for Reproductive Rights, Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, Coalition for an International Criminal Court, Common Cause, Defenders of Wildlife Action Fund, Democracy Alliance, Emily's List, feminist majority. I'm only up to the F's. There are many others. As you know, there are many, many other groups that I consider to be dangerous. They all receive money. They've all taken money from the Napoleon of American socialism. I listed them all in Trump's war. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make it very, very commercial. What I did for you in this book has been done in no other book in publication that I know of. No other popular book has done this research or listed these groups in one place for you to analyze for yourself. Analyze for yourself who is on their board, what their policies are, and what they want for America. You may find that I am not wrong. You may find that I am right. You may find that some of these benign-sounding groups are out to destroy your way of life. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
When policy demands it, we must lie, betray, and even kill. I emancipate man from the chimera, which is called conscience, said Joseph Stalin. He emancipates man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience, which is what permitted the Russians to kill fellow Russians, to torture them in secret cells, break their hands, break their back, beat them to death, put them in secret concentration camps called the Gulag Archipelago, which unfortunately is no longer taught in the communist universities of America today. They have completely sanitized the history of communism because they've been inducing it in the universities first. And that's why this battle called Trump's war is your battle. I'm warning you right now. Fairness is a code word for socialism. Socialism is communism without a gun. That's what I'm talking about today. Last Friday night, or Thursday night it was, I had the pleasure of having a couple of drinks with two gentlemen who were in Vietnam, fought in Vietnam. Special Forces guy, the other one's paratrooper, highly decorated. They have bullet wounds and knife wounds in their bodies to remind them of their battles against communism. And I asked them how they felt about the years that Obama was running America. How did you feel, I said, in fighting communism to wake up to communism being in this, inducing itself, let us say, day by day, drip by drip, bucket by bucket into this country? They said, awful. I said, well, what's Vietnam like now? Well, for its first 10 years as a communist nation, Vietnam remained very true to the principles of Marxist-Leninist governance. That was after the Vietnam War that we had. But by 1986, it was collapsing. It was almost going to fall apart because of its economic system. And what they did was they went into market reforms. And as a result, Vietnam's economy is booming. One of the gentlemen at the dinner told me if you go to Vietnam, he can't believe the skyscrapers in the cities where before they were just wooden buildings. He said, but the difference is, there is no difference in terms of absolute state control. He said, the people are still walking around with total fear of the government listening in on them. He said, every neighborhood has a cadre. Every neighborhood has a government that listens in on them. Every neighborhood has a watch commander. And they're living in fear in Vietnam. Even though the buildings are there and the economy is booming, they're still living in fear. And what does it have to do with us? I don't care if you're a leftist or a progressive. Listen to me very carefully. Even the left has reported that Barack Obama instituted and installed the greatest surveillance system the world had ever seen on the average citizen. Every one of you is being watched around the clock by the NSA and other governmental agencies. That little iPhone you have is a microphone to a bunch of spooks, low-life bums who can't get a real job. Losers, drug addicts, who sit there in the NSA monitoring everything you do. You want to live like that? Well, you are living like that, thanks to Barack Obama, the man of the people, the man who wanted to bring fairness. So I'm giving you a little history of what it's like to live in a communist nation for one reason. Because we almost had a complete and total communist revolution in America. We almost had, if she had won, if the she-creature Hillary Clinton had stolen the election, as she almost did with all the illegal alien voters, the double voters from Brooklyn, who vote both in Boca Raton and Brooklyn as often as they want. All the evildoers in the Democrat Party who wanted to eliminate voter ID because they want as many non-citizens to vote as often as possible. Had they stolen the election from Trump, I wouldn't be giving this show today. I wouldn't even dare to do it. I probably would have left radio. I was making plans to leave radio. If she had won, I was going to leave radio shortly after the publication of my God book next fall. I would not stay in this business. I have Trump's war that I signed. It's coming out in a few weeks. And then I have the God book coming out next, I think next autumn, God willing. I was going to leave radio if she was president, because it would have been too dangerous for me to speak my mind. As it is, I must tell you, all of these vermin who Obama planted in the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA, they're all there. All of these idiots and these evil kids and the evil old men who run them are running the country behind the scenes, the way Stalin said, relieved of the humiliation of conscience. Stalin said, we cannot govern without the help of force. All means are justified. When policy demands it, said Stalin, we must lie, Obama, betray, said Obama, and even kill. Well, I wouldn't apply that to him. You know he never did that. No. And then Stalin ended by saying, I emancipate man from the humiliating chimera, which is called conscience.
Savage.